Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is overhauling the state's public housing system. Effective April 1st, any family with one able-bodied adult in the household will see yearly rent increases, and after 5 years, the assistance will end, and they'll be responsible for paying their own rent. The changes will impact those renting public housing and those receiving voucher assistance to rent private units. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has more.
Brian Butcher, the executive director of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which runs the state's public housing programs, says the rent reform will free up Alaska's overloaded public housing system, making room for only the most needy.
What we've developed is what we call a rent reform program, where we help educate and work with individuals that are in our public housing that can work to get jobs and to work and eventually move out of public housing.
Butcher says it's all part of a national trend.
There's a real emphasis on housing agencies doing what they can to help people in the public housing to eventually get jobs and move out of it. So this is one piece of it that's being done by a lot of housing agencies across the country.
Since 2008, Alaska has been participating along with 38 other agencies in 22 states in a national demonstration program called Moving to Work, which is behind the rent reform. The reason for the reform, says Kathy Stone, director of the Public Housing Division of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, is that there are simply too many people staying in public housing in Alaska for too long, and that creates huge waiting lists.
Statewide, they're extremely long. In fact, we are going to be closing waiting lists around the state soon. We have over 10,000 people on our waiting lists. People are looking at over 10 or 20 years of being on a waiting list. It's not an efficient or effective way to manage our program.
Congressional sequestration cuts reduced their budget by 9% last March and made rent reform more urgent. Seniors and people with disabilities won't see many changes. They account for about half the people in public housing in Alaska. Current residents age 57 and older will be grandfathered in. AHFC will work with those with serious medical expenses on a case-by-case basis. But households with at least one able-bodied person will be required to participate. Stone is tasked with overseeing the implementation of the program.
This actual rent reform implementation has been about 2 years in the works of development, working with a consultant, analyzing other plans, and coming up with our own.
Here's how it works. In the first year, rent will be based on family income. In years 2 through 5, they'll be responsible for more and more of the rent. After year 5, they can stay in their housing but won't qualify for any assistance. They can go back onto the waiting list, but they'll have to go back to the bottom of the list. Stone says renters will also get help from something called the Family Self-Sufficiency Program.
It's a federal program, a demonstration program that changed our entire public housing division. We now get block grants from Congress to run our programs. We are tasked with meeting these 3 statutory criteria, and one of the main ones is to create a rent reform policy that encourages work and self-sufficiency for families.
The Family Self-Sufficiency Program is currently only offered in Anchorage and Juneau, but the plan is to offer it statewide soon. Officials say the rent reform program will impact about 2,500 families statewide. More than half of those families are in Anchorage. Stone says the transition to rent reform will be a challenge, but in the long run, it'll be good for the state.
Going into rent reform is just being good stewards of the federal funds. The fact that we're facing some budget cuts helps us in our need to make these changes. Looking forward, I think we will realize some savings. Initially, it's really just a break even, but it's a more efficient way of managing the program, as well as a way of encouraging people to go out and find employment and become more self-sufficient.
In bush communities like Bethel and Nome, where there's a severe lack of affordable housing, low vacancy rates, and low incomes, Stone says AHFC is considering a hardship extension after the 5 years are up. The program begins statewide next year in April. People living in public housing and those receiving vouchers will be informed of how rent reform will impact them by mail in the coming weeks. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.